And the scripture talks about, and those on the right will enter in the glory of God. And those on the left are going to cook. I don't think it's any coincidence why God Almighty, why he was here, expressed that. Does everybody understand that? There's no coincidence in these things when God speaks. Now, many people are going to go through a lot of fire and tribulation. We've been through fire and tribulation. The world has been living in luxury and lust, but they're about to hit fire and tribulation, big time, while we escape safely. There's going to be a tremendous turnaround. We know that today's election day, but God already predestined it. He's already, his sting operation is continuously. All the ones that are still cheating and trying to cheat are being exposed, and they're going to prison. Because the sting operation continues even after the election. So we're in a time where we're calling the Trump factor. Would you turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3? For this is the will of God, your what? Your sanctification, your separation. That you should abstain from sexual immorality. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and in honor. Not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter. Because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects us does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do so toward all the brethren who are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more, and that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own beeswax, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead will, in Christ will rise first. The trumpet of God, we know that it is a trump, that's a trumpet that's sounding. It's an alarm. It's a preparation for gathering. But it's also symbolic as for a trump. Donald Trump, that will be going before God in preparation to the return of Jesus Christ. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another in these words. Again, Trump is the trumpet of God preparing the way of the Lord's return to rebuild America as Christ's servant. Ezekiel 33. Verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people, and say to them, When I bring the sword upon the land, and the people of that of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman. When he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. And who is the watchman of this country? Donald Trump. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood should be upon himself. But he who takes warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, he doesn't, in other words, warn people, speak. And the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes away any person from among them. He is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. That's why Trump's been exposing everything from the beginning. People didn't understand it. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. And you, son of man, I have made you a watchman, Donald Trump, for America. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require on your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Therefore you, O son of man, say to the house of America, thus you shall say, if our transgressions and our sins lie upon us, we pine away in them, how can we then live? Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways. For why should you die, O house of America? Ooh. Warning sounds of the trumpet, that's Trump, warned about all corruption, political, governmental, pharmaceutical, media, music, corporate. He placed laws to remove and take away control of all their possessions if they are caught. All the immoral acts, human trafficking. He placed laws when he was in office. They're still there. Can't remove those laws. They're being activated. People are being arrested and losing their possessions. People have no idea that their duplicates are here, but they're in Guantanamo Bay in prison. In fact, the other day I saw trials. There was a guy that was sitting on the board and one of those tribunal courts, and he was explaining about what was going on and how many people have been executed. But he is one of the individuals on the board. We'll find out more about it later. Isaiah 45, verse 1. You know, history repeats itself with another person. The Bible talks about the old covenant and the old doctrines before Jesus came is shadows what's getting ready to happen. So it doesn't mean it's been separated and removed. It means it promotes and prepares. So it's a shadow, the old doctrine supports the new doctrine. It's not been eliminated. It's being fulfilled. Just like all the feasts are being fulfilled. Amen? So history repeats itself with another person of the old, which overshadows the new. In Isaiah 45, in verse 1, it says, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. Cyrus is a trump, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him, and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the door, the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who called you by your name, and am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you through, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour out righteousness. Let the earth open. Let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have what? Created it. Woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or shall your handiwork say, he has no hands? Woe to him who says to his father, what are you begetting? Or to a woman, what have you brought forth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me all things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, you command me. I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hands, stretched out the heavens and all their hosts, I have commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and let my exiles go free. Not for price or reward, says the Lord of hosts. Now, this is powerful because Trump does not accept any, he's never accepted a payment as president. He doesn't need the money, you know. And again, God has anointed him because history is repeating itself to what? Free people. He's freeing them from bondage. He's freeing them from lies and deception. He's releasing people from prison. There are things that are happening where people have no idea. It's incredible what's going on right now. And we're about to see incredible things happen. But we're about to see a lot of chaos because a lot of people don't want to live righteously. They don't want to live and be accountable to God. They can't even be accountable to themselves. They want to live what they call a free life, but free from rules, regulations, righteousness, and justice. They just want to live and do what they want to do. And they want to use people to enslave so they do their bidding for them, which is corrupt. 2 Chronicles 36:22. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, or Trump, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me. And he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judea, or Judah, who is among you of all of his people. May the Lord his God be with him, and let him grow up. Now, God commanded him to build a house at Jerusalem. In other words, in 1948, Israel became a dependent statehood. And U.S. officially recognized it in 1948. 70 years later, on May 14, 2018, Trump established the first U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. 70 years later, 70 is a symbolic of a repeat. It's a prophetic symbolic. But again, this was prophesied thousands of years ago about this. So when you think about how history repeats itself, but God puts another person, another name in it to fulfill it. Amen? So again, at the embassy of the United States, it was promised by many presidents of the United States. None of them did it except for Trump. Now, that's not a coincidence. They all said that they would establish an embassy in Jerusalem. But only Trump did it 70 years, exactly to the date, as a prophetic cycle. Oh, hallelujah. There's more of those babies coming up. Trump will rebuild America and set people free. It's happening. Here's a couple other things that are not coincidental. And you might have heard me speak about these before. Trump was born on June 14th, 1946. It was a full blood moon over Israel. His first day in office as president was January 21, 2017. He was 70 years old, 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days old. 777. No coincidence. The election was held on November 8th, 2016. 777 days later, the market crashed, which changed everything. In Isaiah 60 and verse 1, that's just a few things. I could go on and on, but we don't need to. You know, when you think about how much Trump has gone through, how many assassinations, we don't even know all of them. I mean, missiles were shot at him in his plane, all kinds of stuff. You know. The Antichrist regime, what they call the deep state, the Democratic parties, and even some Republicans that are part of the deep state. They don't want this country to succeed because they've been bought out. They've sold their souls to Satan, and they've accepted all the gifts and all the rewards and all the luxuries, all the fame and fortune. But the world is all looking at the United States of America. Other countries are carrying signs, Trump. Other countries are promoting Trump. And here we have in our own country people that are protesting everything. Lying, cheating, judges, prosecutors, false witnesses, the media. I mean, just stinking corrupt. But it's going to be exposed. It's being exposed. They already are exposed. Listen, our Space Force has got it all. They got it all. No matter what they try and do or lie, it's all going to come up. They can't escape it. They can hear anything from anywhere from space. They can pinpoint a dime from space. They can use any of the technology to hear someone and record them and video them. There's nothing hidden. Hallelujah. Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come, or your time has come. And the glory of the Lord is upon you or on us. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. It's been covering the earth for a while now. And deep darkness, the people, it's still happening. Those who have not awakened yet, deep darkness is still covering them. But the Lord will rise over you or us, and his glory will be seen upon you, because God will glorify his body. The Gentiles will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your shining, rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see, they all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come afar. Your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant. And you're going to tell them all, I told you so. And your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. That's the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to us. That's the transition of currency exchanges. And it's happening already. In Isaiah 55, in verse 1. Oh, everyone who what? Thirsts, come to the waters. And you have no money, come and buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine, milk, without money and without price. Why? It'll be given away. There'll be a different currency. Things will be different. Yes, come buy wine, milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Well, who's David in this? Trump. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and the nations who you do not know shall what? Run to you. Because the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and let the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly what? He'll abundantly pardon. Proverbs 13, verse 20. It says, he who walks with wise men will be what? Wise. So he who walks with stupid people will be what? Stupid. It's that simple. But the companion of fools will be what? Destroyed. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Oh, yes. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for who? The righteous. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse 1. But concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. Just think about how many people are in darkness. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort one another and each other, and edify one another, just as you are also doing. Praise God. Psalm 43. I believe this is the prayer for the whole body of Christ. Vindicate us, O God, and plead our cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver us from the deceitful and unjust men. For you are the God of our strength. Why do you cast us off, and why do we go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead us. Let them bring us to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then we will go to the altar of God, and to God our exceedingly joy, and on the harp we will praise you, our God, my God. Why are you cast down, all my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for we shall praise him and the help of our countenance and our God. Malachi 3, verse 1. Speak it. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. Who's the messenger? Trump. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he's coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Trump is going to turn around all kinds of things in the area of currency, gold and silver. Its values will increase. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in the former years. And I'll come nearer you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, adulterers, perjurers, and those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien, because they did not fear me, says the Lord. Because they did not what? Fear him. Look at how many people out there do not fear the Lord. They have no reverence towards him at all. And I'm going to close with Psalm 36. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgressions of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes. Sounds like arrogance and pride. When he finds out his iniquity and when he hates, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. And you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. O, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to those upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against us, and let not the hand of the wicked drive us away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise, and that's what's going to happen. They're going to be cast down. They will not be able to rise until you and I leave this planet. So the body of Christ, the kingdom of Christ, will be ruling until we leave this planet. Then the wicked will take over, because there will be no more restraints against the wicked, because our presence restrains them. Amen? And once we're removed, they're going to cut loose like crazy. They're going to really take hold. Satan's going to destroy and kill as many people as possible. They will not be able to buy or sell without receiving a mark. But we're not accounted for that wrath. That is called the Great Tribulation. We're not accounted for the Great Tribulation. I'm not saying we're not going to go through tribulation. In fact, we might even be in part of it already. I know that multiple seals have already been broken. But we are not accounted for the great tribulation, which I really believe that will be removed before that happens. But if it doesn't, so be it. We'll be here. And if not, we'll be home. You know, I tell people, I'll either see you later or I'll see you when I get home. Doesn't matter. Praise God. So, Father, we thank you for your word and preparation. We thank you for putting your servants in office and changing this country around, which is going to change the world around. Thank you very, very much. Because our hope is in you, our strength is in you, our life is in you, and you hold it all. The old song, you got the whole world in your hands. So, Lord, we thank you, we honor, and we bless you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.